Joining us on the WBGO Journal, New Jersey filmmakers Mary Lou and Jerome Bongiorno. They're here to talk about their new film, an adaptation of Anton Chekhov's short story, The Black Monk. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Aang.
Thank you.
And on the phone, Dr. Anthony Tobia, professor at Rutgers Robert Wood Johnson Medical School. Hello, doctor.
Good morning.
Anton Chekhov's stories age pretty well, don't they? The Black Monk was originally published in 1893. So, filmmakers, what about this short story inspires your film?
The short story deals with an artist who's struggling with sanity. And we decided to make him a filmmaker who has anxiety. And he's a Newark filmmaker. So he's coping with a lot of issues. And his solution is to find answers in this dialogue he has with the phantom Black Monk. And that's what we drew from the short story.
And Jerome?
Yeah, I mean, Chekhov, he was... Besides being a medical doctor, he was involved in activism in Russia, in the late 1800s. And, because of the openness of his writing and his activism, we found Chekhov very useful to piggyback off of and to, sort of hang a new, a slightly new story onto his short story.
So really, though it's based off of this Chekhov story, there's a lot of your own contemporary sort of things, issues that you throw into it.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we go into politics, abortion. We go, you name it. That's in our story.
Oil wars.
Oil. Right. Wars for oil. Yeah.
Right. Because as Jerome mentioned, when we discovered how socially conscious Chekhov was, also that he was suffering from tuberculosis and himself and had lost his brother to TB. So that became, although it's not in our story, that became a very central part of why he did the work he did, why his stories are infused with this question, trying to find meaning and universal truths, and doing a lot of social activism in his own personal life.
Yeah, I mean, we have a whole scene just on, we talk about, the characters talk about the poverty in places like Newark and what the solutions are supposed to be.
Jevery Johnson's 1968 report on the riots of the 60s.
Not lately, no.
Well, you should. It's all there in black and white. First solution, employment.
Well, I think you're being a bit productive.
Nothing reductive about it.
What about crime and bad schools? Surely you have to factor that in.
They're all manifestations of poverty. You create jobs, no more crime, no more bad schools.
If you're talking about 1967 and 50 years later, I mean, if anybody's got to read a book about poverty in inner cities, read the Kerner Commission. It's still, the same things that were happening back then are still happening today. And so we talk about that in our film, The Black Monk.
Dr. Tobia, you're using this film as part of a class that you teach.
Yeah. Medical students during their third year rotate through multiple clerkships. One that I direct, that's the clinical clerkship in psychiatry. That's a six-week clerkship. And during the rotation, we have multiple didactics covering various mental disorders. And the Black Monk has been referenced in our clerkship to present psychosis and, more specifically, the differential diagnosis of psychotic behavior.
And your subject, filmmakers, is a filmmaker.
Right. Well, the filmmaker is suffering from anxiety. I mean, we always laughed about that because it's like, who would think a filmmaker would have anxiety? But filmmaking can be anxiety provoking. And our lead character is a filmmaker who has anxiety.
And talk a little bit about who your players are, who are your actors, who are your actresses.
Wonderful cast. The leads are NYU graduate acting alumni. So Jack Barinholtz plays our protagonist of George. And we have as his love interest, Maggie, is played by Emily Gardner Hall. The eponymous Black Monk is portrayed by Tim Nicolai. These are incredibly talented young actors, as I mentioned, from NYU's graduate acting program, and they are complemented by Drew Dix, who is a New Jersey actor as the father, and Charles Warburton, who is a British actor who's very talented as the developer Jack, and Victoria Wallace really comes across very powerfully as a sociology professor portraying an African-American sensibility and also bringing a lot of spirit to the character. We do have a very special brief appearance by Father Augustine Curley, who is a Benedictine monk here at Newark Abbey, St. Benedict's Prep. We had filmed him extensively when we made the rule, and we have captured him in this as well.
Mary Lou and Jerome, you both love Newark, right? It's been documented, it's safe to say. How does the city play its role into this film?
Well, we're very passionate about our city, as you know, and we want to help. And we believe that the first step is to acknowledge that there are many problems here, and there is so much potential, and that is what we are here actively to do. We do film in some spots in Newark. You'll see it in the movie itself. We absolutely have our character, not only is he living in Newark, but talking actively about it. Even though the film is set on Staten Island, and there's a whole story behind that, but he is visiting there. He's told to go to an island for some for some rest and rehabilitation, and he decides to go to Staten Island, which I, you know, the first scenes are on the ferry. But Newark is very prominent, as it is in our lives, and it infuses our writing, and this short story becomes a Newark character.
Yeah. I mean, we live here, so, and at a 32% poverty rate. I mean, if you take a look at other inner cities that are breaking out into riots now, who have a much lower poverty rate than us, you know, it's easy to understand that Newark can easily break out into a riot again. And because of that poverty, you know, we constantly look for any excuse of putting information about Newark and poverty and inner city poverty into any and all of our work, whether it be fiction or documentary, because people must hear it over and over and over again that we, in order to reduce the problems in cities like Newark, like crime and poor education, we have to reduce the poverty.
Dr. Tobia, how do your students react to this film?
Students love it. We extensively use media to bring across major teaching points with regard to multiple pathologies. And when we ran the clips for The Black Monk with our rotation, the evaluations soared. They absolutely enjoyed the clips they saw with regard to how it fit into the particular didactic that we ran around The Black Monk.
George, you're mentally ill.
I'm ill? Why am I ill?
Huh? You're degenerating into a psychosis.
What? What psychosis? Maggie, can't you see that I've been given this downtime, so to speak, for revelations?
Jesus,
no,
George.
No, I know that sounds crazy, but the monk said it himself, that this, this malady, this thing that I have has been given to me as a sort of downtime to imagine and to think thoughts that can further humanity. Yeah? That I shouldn't fear my mind, that this is time for me to use it. Isn't that great?
George. Listen to yourself.
Hey, Maggie, we have contact with greatness.
Joining us on the WBGO Journal, New Jersey filmmakers Mary Lou and Jerome Bongiorno. They're here talking about their new film, an adaptation of Anton Chekhov's short story, The Black Monk. And on the phone, Dr. Anthony Tobia, professor at Rutgers Robert Wood Johnson Medical School. The Black Monk has a special screening coming up in Montclair.
Yes, on June 7th and 8th at 7 p.m., Montclair's brand new Cinema 505, which is 505 Bloomfield Avenue in Montclair, is hosting the screenings locally, and we invite everyone to come and have discussion. Dr. Tobia is doing a very special presentation, which he can tell us about, at the June 7th, the Wednesday screening. And on June 8th, the Thursday screening, Dr. Chris Bellito of Kane University is going to come and talk about spirituality, the Catholicism in the film, which will be also an interesting discussion. But Dr. Tobia, I think, is best to tell you what he's going to do.
Yeah, during the screening itself, we're going to actually have multiple students as well as residents in the Department of Psychiatry where I work. Be on social media while also watching the film, and their tweets are going to be clinically relevant. That is, they're going to be rendering their medical opinion about the different signs and symptoms portrayed in the characters and how a diagnosis may actually be formulated regarding the movie or the film of The Black Monk. And then following the screening, I will also then kind of have a wrap-up, which I think will be more in line with the didactic that I taught to the third-year clerks that we referenced before, and how we can look at these signs and symptoms and kind of come together with regard to discussing psychopathology in general.
Doctor, you ever imagine you'd be so involved in film?
Not at all. I mean, I was and currently am and likely will always be a very avid moviegoer, but never really thought it would be such a big part of my being a teaching faculty here at the medical school. And it's because of people like the Bongiornos that give me this this opportunity that I'm incredibly thankful and privileged. They wax poetic, but the feeling really is mutual. I mean, at the medical school here, you know, we chomp at the bit when, you know, people who put these wonderful films and other different performing arts together reach out to us for our opinion and our collaboration. And it's the medical students absolutely enjoy it. They look forward to coming into psychiatry, and certainly several of them actually wind up choosing it as a career because of the experience they have in their brief 6 weeks with us.
I just want to add that Dr. Tobia has been a pleasure to work with, and we've watched and admired many of his programs in action, so including a live Twitter that he did, which anybody can access as it's happening, and we also then archived it during the rule in New Orleans when it was a screening there. So it's just a pleasure, and it's just astounding to watch how you can build empathy for people as you are looking at them with new eyes.
Yeah, you know, working with Dr. Tobia has really given us a new platform to start writing new scripts with. I mean, you know, this whole idea of psychosis and collaborating with a physician on what the characters are going through, I mean, it's really made us think a whole lot about the next script that we're working on. And it's enjoyable, too.
Jerome, what would you like people to get out of this film?
That, filmmaking can be anxiety-provoking. And that, you can take something like Chekhov, which was made in the 1800s, and really, you know, get into it. You know, it's funny because when you read a story, a play or a short story or a novel, and it's very heavy in plot, it's very difficult to adapt something like that for me because it's not open. But the Chekhov stuff, like Cherry Orchard Seagull, you know, The Black Monk, I just read another batch of his short stories. You know, they're just so fun. They're just so open that you can really do anything you want with them.
Mary Lou?
Chekhov was searching for meaning and purpose, and his search was also more desperate, perhaps, because he died very young at 44, and he knew that his time was short. But we're all here for a finite period of time. And The Black Monk makes a lot of very logical points. I remember the actor Tim Nicolai saying, as he was preparing for the shoot, wow, I get what this monk says. I really like what the monk says. And there are also a lot of discussions, because you're going to see the polarization between the father character and some of the younger people about politics. And we made this film last summer. This was before the election, presidential election, and the polarization of this country. So a lot of that is there, and yet people are allowed to express themselves. And I don't know if we find common ground, but they're allowed to talk about it in an extensive way that I think will be helpful for people to watch. And ultimately, take away from this that we're all searching for answers to these questions. And this is addressed by our main character.
With Chekhov, he's open enough where you can really explore your own thoughts on life.
The Black Monk, a new screen adaptation of Anton Chekhov's short story, showing at Montclair Cinema 505 on June 7th and 8th. Mary Lou and Jerome Bongiorno, Dr. Anthony Toby on the phone. Thanks for joining us on the WBGO Journal.
Hey, thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Anthony.
Take care.
Thanks.
Bye. Lord.